Oh my fucking God, I'm so mad. I'm so upset with myself. Let me tell you what happened, yeah? I've been using my wrong Spotify account. So now, oh my God, my heart, my whole heart. Okay, we got this. Actually, I didn't even get a Spotify Wrapped this year for my account because I've just not been using it long enough. Oh my God, am I a failure? Anyway, hello everybody. Welcome back to the podcast. My name is JK Nyambura. I also go by Nyambuzi only because I'm the goat. Nyambuzi, Mbuzi means goat. So you get the wordplay. I'm actually going to a little Italian restaurant with my friend today. I hope to just have so much fun because your end go kill 'em. Okay? Your end? Go kill a bitch. I cried so much. Like, I had to tell my mom. You know, I'd just been telling her, no, it's okay. Everything is fine. My dad as well. Because I thought, like, this is something I can definitely fix myself. Until I realized this niggas won't listen to me. I need to climb the ladder in my life and talk to people who have the big guns. Talk to the people who paid the school fees. So I had to call my mom. My mom is always the easier one to tell my problems. But also my dad, let me tell you, the thing with my dad is my dad is always on my side. You could tell him I've done some fuck shit and he will be like, "What? Nyambura, that's not true. My daughter can never do that." So even when I told her I was quitting my job, oh my God, last time we talked, I had a job. Well, that ship sailed. I decided to call it quits because I'm gonna get into that a little while after this. First stories first. So, I'm telling my dad, oh no, I'm telling my mom about school and how there's this particular lecturer who's really been such a menace for 2 years. Because I did my exam in 2020 December, that was my cut, and then I did the main exam in January of 2021. So since then till now, I've not gotten my results. And when I did not get my results, I was like, alas, let me just take a special exam. Mind you, it's actually like a university official who advised me to take an exam. And I was like, okay, fine, let me take a special exam since I don't know if I've failed or not. You know, I could fail. Law school is hard, guys. Law school is hard. What can I say? In fact, I'm at that point right now where I'm like, listen, I don't even want to have a second upper. I don't want a first class. Obviously, that ship sailed a long time ago. I'm not getting a first class. I don't even want your second lower, honey. I don't even want your pass. Just create a category for me. Apple barely made it. And just write my name. I literally don't give two flying shits, bro. Just put my name on that fucking booklet. And then I'll be on my way. I don't give a shit what happened. If anything, the Chief Justice got a pass. So, excuse me, I've had a cough for a while as well. I need to get to fixing that. Anyway, so I told my mom about it. She's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. She's pissed about the school. She's like, so I'm like, okay, so do I tell dad or will you tell her? She says, I'm gonna tell dad. So she tells dad, and I called her. I was like, okay, how's dad taking it? And she was like, in fact, he's so sorry, he's so empathetic. Because my mom, no, the next day my mom goes to school. The lecturers are calling me, like, oh, she went to the dean's office, so the dean is calling. She's like, okay, so Gladys, I'm like, yes, Dr. Kamau, please address me. I've been making lines outside your office for months, weeks, honey. Talk to me. That's the sound I like to hear. Okay? So she asks, okay, so did you do an international criminal law special exam? I'm like, yes. Did you do a law science and technology special exam? I say yes, honey. If anything, all of these are were done online. And so you leave a digital footprint, you know, when you hand in something, it's written, hand it in, you can see the question paper and everything. And so everything they were asking, I'm like, have you done this? Yes. Have you? Yes. Have you? Yes. I'm like, bro, ask me another question. Ask me another question. Okay. ask me anything else. Okay, this one I have sorted. So my mom calls me a little while later. She's like, I'm so sorry, Nyambura. You've done everything that is humanly possible. And she says, I'm her heroine and I don't deserve the ill treatment that I've been getting from going to school. Actually, I've been crying every single, for like 2 weeks consistently, every fucking day I was at the university crying, okay? Shedding tears, blood, and urine through my fucking eyes. And now that my mom went to school and she figured out that, okay, she attended classes, she did the cards, she did the exams, so where are her results? That's her problem now. She's like, where are my daughter's results? But that's being resolved. As long as the dean knows about it, I hope it gets fixed. I would very much love to graduate this year, but that does not affect my going to KSL next year. I only need 16 of the 36 units that I've done. God, I've done. Hey, put some fucking respect on my name, okay? Don't just be yapping my name, honey. I can't wait to graduate. Be like, JK Nyambura, who the fuck is that? My name is Gladys Kabira Esquire. Oh my days. Anyway, so that was that. And then I quit my job because obviously the only reason why you should ever quit a job is if the mental space surrounding your the mental environment of your workplace is toxic. That was not the matter. Mine was mostly financial. And so when I talked to my dad, he was like, yeah, quit. Actually, before I quit, I talked to my main beneficiaries. I call my daddy, I call my mommy. Those are who pay my bills. So I had to call them. I'm just but a university student regardless. And let me care for now about uni only. So if anything else is stressing me, you're too irrelevant at this point. Okay, if I'm doing my best, showing up at work, the least you can do is like fulfill your responsibilities for me. So when I called my dad, he was like, yeah, quit. I called my mom, she said, yes, Nyambura, quit. I said, oh, okay, guys, see you never, okay? I'm leaving, I'm out the door. And I didn't go back to work. Like, I quit on a Sunday night. I just didn't go on Monday. I was like, actually, I quit. Obviously, I'm a good employee. I'm at work on time. I fulfilled my duties. So the problem here is not with me. That's all I have to say. What else did I want to talk to you about? Spotify Wrapped. Guys, I've been seeing how my podcast is like number one on your... Thank you for being my top podcast in 2023. And it's warming my heart. It's really warming my heart. I don't even know how to say it. I'm so obsessed with all of you. Thank you so much for listening. And I know for the shit to actually be top there, you've been listening, huh? You must know me a little. Like, I know, obviously, you can get to know somebody all-roundedly. Because I'm only giving you parts of me that I want to show you. But I want you to know about. But feeling like, oh my God, you really fuck with my podcast. It makes me feel, oh God, my whole heart. I just saw it right now and I was like, oh my days. Actually, I missed this hoes. Let me go and try and talk to them. Let me try and catch up with them. Let's have a little discussion before I go to this Italian restaurant with my bestie. But wait, is it Italian or is it Turkish? I hope it's Italian. I'm trying to catch like a generous glass of wine. Should I? But today's Wednesday. Should I? I have a long day tomorrow, actually. I'm going to the university tomorrow. I have to slave away. I'm alive, alert, awake, and enthusiastic. What else has been going on in my life? My friends have been hoeing. Look at me just throwing my besties under the fucking bus. Actually, I had one of them have sex just the other day, and I was like, shorty, no fucking way. No way. You shut up right now or I come and join you. And that's a very real threat. You shut the fuck up or I'ma come and join you. I was very taken aback. I can't believe I've been hanging out with whores. I'll pray for them. That's the least I can do. What have I been doing in my life outside? Oh, I've been going on dates, meeting new people, trying to talk to people. The men in my life are really treating me like royalty. You know, like I'm being very... I'm being princessed. I'm being baby girled by like everyone. If you actually mistreat me on the any of the encounters, like on text or anything, I just cut off communication and you'll never hear from me again. And it's just so crazy, you know, just how well I'm being treated out here is just too good for me. I don't even miss being in a relationship. Because now, you know, when you're in a relationship, there's the good and the bad. It's not like that out here. Like, it's just all good. All good. I've not fought with a man, which fighting with a man physically incapacitates me, okay? I feel incapacitated when I fight with a man because why am I using my voice to correct you? Or why am I actually using my ears to listen to you yell at me? Are you gonna yell at me? You're not gonna yell at me. Do you know who the fuck I am? Sit back down, bitch. Sit all the way the fuck down, okay? This ain't that kind of party. This ain't that kind of party. I can't be outside uncuffed and you're out here just yelling at me. You're not gonna yell. You're not gonna yell at me. What's your tone? Sit back down, behave. You can bark a little. Oh my days, I'm so sorry. Does this offend you? If you're a man, obviously you might feel a little offended, but it's just how I feel, baby. It's just how I feel. And I've been going to art galleries. I've been drinking wine. I've been hanging out with my besties. I've been trying out. I've gone back to pottery class. So I'm learning how to fire things. I'm learning about the wheel. I'm gonna learn soon. Actually, by soon, I mean from this weekend, how to do nails. Like, that's definitely a skill I've always wanted to learn. Just so I can do it on other people. Just so I can do my toes. I'm not sure about being able to do my fingernails. But I definitely want to do my toes. Just for the vibes. And just for fun. I want to have cute little skills. And that's why I feel like as a person, I have so many skills. That I just pick up just because. Like, I can play the guitar and the piano and the violin. I have been in an orchestra. I've done pottery. I can sing. What else can I do? I think I would almost say that I can cook nice food. I'm not gonna be over the top. I'm not your over the top chef, but the foods I cook out of the love of my heart are so good. Like, I know beef is definitely up there. That's one thing I love to make and I make lovingly. Also, chicken wraps. I'm not even a fan of chicken, but when I make a wrap, I know it's gonna slap. I just know it's gonna slap. What else? What else can I do? I can do so many things. Do they just all go? I know how to make sandals, guys. I did a course during quarantine for like 2 months. I just learned how to make sandals. I want to learn how to make candles. I want to learn how to make... I can weave, guys. I can weave. I can crochet. Oh, who the fuck am I even? And I have yet to learn so many cute little skills. I took up painting classes, but that did not go well because my teacher and I... Should I say this? I had art class, but then I ended up just busting it open. So I have to look for another teacher. But I know about shadows and how they fall on circles and objects. But I've not been a slut, okay? I've not been outside. I've been pretty reserved, if I do say so myself. Plus, we're being careful. We're using protection. We are seeing people that we... like, people who make us laugh, people who spend the money on us, people who are consistent in communication, even though it's not like consistent, it's good communication. Like, it's not consistent, like, we're not constantly texting each other, but like, we'd be like, hi, how are you? Or when we plan to meet someone, like, oh yeah, I can't wait to meet you. And then after, he'll be like, you know what, I already miss you, you are such good company, and I'd definitely love to see you again. And I just kind of love that. That's where I'm at. Actually, I don't want to get into a relationship until I'm like 28 or something. And I promise this time I'm not going to complain. I have actually been in a relationship every year apart from 2020, which was like my self-actualization year, by the way. That was like the best year of my life. That was when I started my YouTube channel, my podcast, school. I was thriving in school, except for that family law. Let's inhale, exhale, it's all good. But 2020 was just a year where I was just like smoking my weed, having my fun, being at home, riding my bike, working on fitness, being healthy, drinking my water, journaling, writing my diary, working on the aspects that I love for my book, that I'd love for my novel, which I'm almost done with. Will you buy my novel? We'll see if you will. You know, when it comes down to the buying, that's how you know if you're actually being supported or not. But I'm sure you're gonna love it because I think I'm a good writer. I think I talk how I write. And at the very least, I'll have like 3 fans. My dad is definitely top there with like my mom. Up top. My parents always make a point to support my shit. And that's one thing I don't take for granted. We've come a long way. We've worked on ourselves and each other. And each of us knows what the other needs and how the other wants to be treated. And I've been so... I want to tattoo my parents' names on me, but I know they'll be angry. But I feel like a little while later, they'll be like, okay, that's kind of cute. It's kind of cute, mommy. But my mom is very spiritual about it. She's like, you need to repent. You need to ask the Lord to forgive you. I don't want to stress her like that. But I love my mom so much. I could actually get my mom and dad's names tattooed on me. That's definitely something I was thinking about last week. I even texted my tattoo guy. I need to stop thinking about it. But I know for sure, like, if I am graduating before graduation, I'll probably get it. I also want a piercing. You know, I feel like I need to bad bitchify myself just a little while from now and just mark the end of an era, which is uni if I am graduating. God, when a University of Nairobi student tells you that they hope to graduate, just know the heaviness on the hope. When they say, I hope, please trust and believe in that hope. Because they are definitely hoping as fuck. It's like hope as fuck. Hope as hell. Okay. World-class university. Committed to scholarly excellence. Wana niua, bro. Wana ni murder. But anyway, I just wanted to come on here and say thank you for everybody. To everybody who has been listening to my podcast. I know I've been gone a little while. A long while, actually. I'm sorry about that. I keep promising to come back and then I just don't. Gosh, does that remind you? Am I triggering you? Am I triggering you, baby? But I'll try to do better moving forward. Although school is really stressing me and I'm hopefully waiting on graduation for myself. Please pray for me wherever you are, to whatever deity you believe in. God, the universe, a specific person, whoever you think is in charge, please pray for me. I need it. At this point, the religion that works. Oh my days, guys. Have a happy and beautiful Wednesday evening. My name is JK Nyambura, and as always, I'll see you later. I love you. Bye. Kisses.